It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that is truly designed with you in mind, because it's a show that moves you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesdays, and I'm about to bust out of my skin with my co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, man.
Hey.
I missed you. I missed you guys so much. How are you?
Doing well. Feeling good.
Doing well. You're doing better than well, bro. You're doing some big things. You and KJ, man, I'm so excited with what's going on behind the scenes, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a roundtable discussion on today's principle, because we do act with transparency. We're talking about, what are we talking about? I'm so sorry. We're talking about, yes, integrity. Yep. Oh boy, somebody needs to go to sleep at night. We're talking about integrity. And, you know, to be honest with you, integrity is something that we literally practice every day. We really, really do. It is the consistency of doing something that's goodly moral and goodly valued, willing to do it when nobody's watching. You know what I mean? How do you behave behind closed doors? That speaks a lot of your integrity. And because we're still in the Soul series, we're literally juxtaposing or moving closer to what we all do, which is business. And I enjoy having these discussions with you guys, because again, you're already doing it. I'm just literally rehashing some things that I kind of discovered on my road to having businesses and doing business. And four things that I want to give you just as a reminder of sorts, okay? One, I would love, love, love if you would examine where you are right now. Are you doing things? If nobody was watching, okay? Are they really good and moral things that you're doing behind closed doors or in business practice? That's one of the things that you really want to be mindful of, especially when you're going into business, or if you're already in business and you're looking at, you know, we're in that fourth quarter now, and everybody that, you know, in business is looking at that bottom line, making certain that you finish strong. Don't take any shortcuts. Seriously, please don't. Just do what you say you're going to do, which is the second tip on discovering, either you are discovering best practices in business with integrity, or you're merely saying, you know what, I've done some things that I'm really not proud of. I want to get on the straight and narrow. Then you, one, I said, you want to consider what you're already doing. Two, you want to make certain that you do what you say you're going to do. In a business agreement, if you say that you're going to offer, you know, this, this, and this for your customer or client, do it. I know there are times, again, when you want to take shortcuts, but you got to be careful with that. You don't want to sully, as they say in the business world, your name. Once you sully your reputation, it's kind of hard to get back on track. It's not impossible, but it will cause you to do some discipline to get back there. All right. The second thing is stand for what you believe. Stand for what you believe. If you truly believe that you're going to treat people like you want to be treated, then do it. You don't have to have anyone to come along, and they will come along and say, you know, I think you're doing, you know, a little bit too much here. Perhaps you need to pull back here. No one can tell you what to do when it comes to integrity. If you are a principled person with morals and values, you already know what to do. So it's not like twisting your arm, right? And then the fourth thing that I really would admonish for you to do when you're saying, listen, I want to do business in a different light, if you're not already operating in integrity, hang around people, man. Hang around people that have the same mentality, the same mindset, the same ideology as you do. If you are saying that you're going to be fair and honest with people, then do it. If you say that you're going to be this and that for someone and you're offering them, if it's service, because I'm in the service industry, then just do what you say you're going to do. Hang around those people, man, that will celebrate what you're doing. Seriously, you don't want to be around folk that are telling you you're doing way too much or you're giving way too much for that. I've had that to happen. That's why I'm really kind of honing in on that. Do not stick. Just stick to what you say you're going to do. And that's be fair, be equitable, be honest, and always act with integrity, even when nobody's watching. Because after all, if this is a show on Kingdom Principles, we already know that the king is watching, right?
For sure.
Of course he is. Of course he is. You may think you're getting away with it, but you're not. So make certain that you can always lay your head down on your pillow at night, guys. I'm so serious. I really want to hear, because you guys are in business too. Not only are you in the entertainment industry, but you are sole proprietors as well. I'd love to hear your soliloquy on integrity and operating with it in business.
For sure. Man, I've learned so much in my 2 years here, just to with, you know, the entertainment industry and people in the entertainment industry. And I've learned by watching what not to do.
Hi.
That I've experienced and been through. I'm like, man, it just kind of made me want to give up on people. Because I'm like, most of my situations that I've had so far here, entertainment wise, it's like somebody wasn't straightforward, trying to get over on you, switching up on you, bait and switch. I'm like, oh, man, this is like consistent. Like, you know, it's pretty consistent, you know. So I think from that, I have really been tapping into integrity and respecting the people. And I'm at a point now where I've been, you know, paying people and you know, blessing some folks, you know, with through projects, things that I've been doing. And the one thing that's always on the back of my mind, in the back of my mind, is do right by people. Do right by people. Like, I write everything down. Like, if I said that I was going to pay this person this or give this person this, I will always check in and make sure that I follow through on that, because I know how it feels when, you know, someone doesn't follow through on that. But, you know, at the core of it is just wanting to do right by God's people and by being an example of, you know, integrity, you know, and also just having a certain level of business etiquette. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I feel like if we are in the kingdom has this code of ethics. I know I mentioned this before, and I'd rather rely on that, which pertains directly to God's children and man. I'd rather rely on that because it's set in stone and tried and true. And I don't have to go back to the drawing board trying to figure out what the best thing to do regarding this situation or, you know, in this scenario. It's just set in stone and it's right there. So therefore, if I operate in those kingdom code of ethics, I'm good, you know, but through my experiences and how, you know, I've kind of experienced things in this realm of just business and entertainment, I've just learned so much about, like, you know, respecting myself by respecting people, and also realizing that, as you said, reputation is important. Of course, it doesn't matter who you are. There's going to be someone or some scenario that will you know, your reputation. Like, we just have to accept that. But at the end of the day, if you know that your heart is where it needs to be and you are doing your best to do right by man, you know, out of respect, not just to yourself, but out of respect to God, I think you're good. You know, it's like, as you said, treat others how you want to be treated. And I'm like, I've been screwed before. So therefore, I don't want someone else to, you know, feel that way. And if I do that, then you never know how that's going to impact someone else. And then, you know, they situation and they do the same thing because, you know, what it does is it creates a survivalist mentality and everybody's out there and so on. And I'm like, forget that. I am going to try to plant good seeds. And even when I do stumble every once in a while, I'm going to do my best to correct it. So that's where I'm at right now. Because of course, you know, all human beings are not 100%, but I have really been trying to do right by people, just, you know, kind of building my business and doing what I'm doing right now. So yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. Seriously, thank you so much. I feel like I'm with the professor when you speak. that, because you're not only just speaking this stuff, you're living it. And that's the difference. You understand? That is a really, really big difference. So my hat goes off to you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
KJ, you're in this entertainment business. You've got your own business. What kind of integrity do you kind of deal with on a day to day?
You know, it's one thing that you have to understand. Integrity is hard. You know, it's hard. You know, anything that is good, just expect pushback from it. You know, if when there's good, there's also an opposite force that's pushing against you. That's telling you not to do something. So when you're dealing with that, you know, now it's brought up a good point, writing it down, writing down what you said, writing down the promises that you want to keep, and writing down, I'll add on to that, writing down who do you want to be, you know, as a person, as a citizen of the kingdom, how do you want to reflect the love of God, and also how you want people to, not, I wouldn't say view you, but how you want to be represented in business. So I think that's super important. I know for myself that I, when I bring people together, I want them, I make sure that, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what I want to do in terms of the projects that I'm working on. And if I do fall short and I tell them up front, please let me know, you know? Yes. So you know my intentions are always pure. But if they come across like, oh, okay, he did that on purpose. No. My intentions from the beginning are pure. You know, it's easy for somebody to stain your reputation. It's harder to build it back up. You know, it's easy to fall. You know, falling is easy. You know, we fall every day. You know,
how great you think you are, and other people may view you. You're still a human being.
Yeah, we fall, and it's a long way down, but climbing that. You know, if I fall once and let's say I lose like 5 steps, all right, but every day I gain 3 additional ones. You know,
that's good.
So I got to think about it like that. Like, okay, I fall, but I'm going to keep going. You know, I had a friend who told me, said that her father said yesterday that no matter what happens, you get back up. Whatever, whether you get hit, life throws you down. But the worst happens, we get back up, and that's
absolutely
period.
Absolutely.
You know? And you have to walk in that. You know, you have to understand that when we're walking in that integrity, there are no shortcuts. Because when you do cut corners, it's going to come back later, and you're going to have to deal with that no matter what.
Oh, come on.
I've experienced that before, which we'll go into a little bit later. But you know, don't cut corners. When you cut corners, you're cheating yourself.
So some kind of way. It's like preparing for a project, and you know, when you didn't really do your research. And when it comes to that presentation, you're like, exactly. So it always
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love hearing you guys speak. I'm so sorry. I'm like a little kid, man. I'm smiling like my grandmother would say, a chess cat. Because again, I mentioned it. Without integrity, I mean, think about it, man. I like what you said about you write things down, Niles. I'm going to start writing things down, especially when you're making, you know, promises, or you're telling someone you're going to be, you know, you're going to do something. You're going to adhere to what you say you're doing. Write it down. I love that. What were you saying?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if you made a promise that you can't keep?
And I think that happens. You're just gonna have to be upfront, like, you know, because the longer you make someone wait, you know, that just kind of, you know, strengthens, you know, their disdain towards what it might be, whatever that thing that you promised. So I just think you need to be upfront, and you know, if they take it a certain way, you know, at least you did your part in expressing to them that, you know I promised this, I fell short, please forgive me, and this is what I can do. You know, I think sometimes you can offer alternatives.
That's good.
I can't give you this, but I can give you this. You know, at least, you know, try, you know, to kind of, you know, handle that situation in a way, you know, a little gracefully.
Absolutely.
I think that's the same way I would handle it as well. You know, if I can't fall short of like, oh, I said I was going to do this, but like, hey, this is my token of like, hey, I apologize, but please take this. you know, my intentions were pure, you know, mm-hmm. it's just life happens and yeah. just move on from that. No matter how they view you,
yeah. you know,
make sure that doesn't leak, that doesn't leach onto you.
For sure.
Because that's not who you are. You understand your why. You understand why that happened. Mm-hmm. Don't let someone else's negative view of you bring you down.
For sure.
Oh, like, I love that.
You know, communicate, because I know.
How did you know I was about to say that? I swear
it,
to you.
It's important because I know some people are just like, I'm not going to handle it. You know, I'm not yep. going to deal with it. And I'm just like, think about the impression that gives the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, not only is it a bit flaky, but it just shows that you don't really value them. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, their value as a human being, as a person, like we all deserve basic etiquette and consideration. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You know, one of the things that I've done, and I've got to be truthful here before you tell us about the news that we can use. One, you know, growing up, I've got to be open, honest, and sincere. How many times have I made a promise? This is way before I rediscovered the kingdom, I swear to you, this is my religious days. And then I would literally, my intentions were good and admirable. I swear to you, they were. But for whatever reason, I wasn't able to do what I had promised, unfortunately, to do, which makes me not make promises anymore. I just don't do it. Why was it, and this is me talking to me, why was I thinking that if I just not even respond to the promise I made or pretend like I didn't, why did I think it would go away? Seriously. And I'd find myself doing that time and time again. And then I even had the audacity to say, well, it wasn't the Lord's will. Ouch. How asinine could I have been thinking like that? And I'm not coming down on anyone who is doing it, but if you are, stop it.
I want to piggyback on that and say, like, just because you promised it doesn't mean the Lord didn't promise.
Come on,
it.
Man. Come
it's
on.
Like, oh, it's like, oh, yep. God, it's God's will. Yep. Like, why? And God's yep. not you. Like, why are you blaming me?
Right.
Yeah, it's so different things that we use and defense mechanisms that we've become accustomed to that are literally just, they're nonsense. You know, it's something that you run to when you know you haven't done what you're supposed to do. Or like, or whatever else. I'm like, no, in this situation, you just didn't do what you were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what we do in that is we start to use God as a crutch.
Yep.
God yep. are convenience. And I'm like,
yep.
No, you're making God look bad. Like,
right. Like, we have that ability. You know what I mean? We have that ability.
And I hear that so much nowadays. Well, if it's God's will, or, and I'm not knocking anybody who says this, but like, if it's for you, it's for you. And I'm like, no, in this particular situation, you didn't prepare. So therefore, the opportunity was not, you know, maybe here and there, you can apply it to this and that, but that's not going to be my train of thought when it comes to falling short. Like,
just come on, man. Testimony.
Do what I was supposed to
yep.
do. Just need to take
absolutely. Take ownership.
And learn from
yep.
it.
You know? I love it. I absolutely love it. And if this is something that you, our listeners, would like to be engaged in, why don't you just feel free to give us a call at 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. We'd love to hear from you. Integrity. How do you operate in it? And what does it mean to you? Seriously, what does it mean? And I am back. 7 o'clock. I really did. Well, about 7:30. I did make my date talk to Tanji. I was front and center. And KJ, you're going to have to help me out with this now. Am I broadcasting from Tanji Scott or Dr. Tanji Show? Because I was asked that and I'm thinking, let me ask a producer, man. I'm not really sure.
It's but Dr. Tanji Show.
That's very good.
Yes.
Very good. That's where you can find me every Monday morning. And we're just 60 seconds of just checking in to make sure you are where you need to be mentally and you're ready to start your day. You're ready to start your week. It's been a lot of fun. And I think I'm almost at my 2.5 year mark, I think. So I'm really having a lot of fun here. And I want to thank Existence Now for sponsoring this month's show. Yep, you sure did. And I'm grateful for you. Existence Now is a management consulting firm that was established back in 2009. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I work with them. I get to do counseling. Yeah, about that. So if you've picked up a copy of my book, Journaling with Dr. Tanji, Deciding to Move Forward, I'm literally giving 1 week of just sitting down, writing out a plan of action, seeing what your goals are, and making certain that you've got that mindset to get started. It's never too late. It is never too late to start. Anything that you believe God has placed in your heart to do, you got to do it. And now really is the time. No more excuses. Mm-hmm. All right? Yep. No more excuses. Now, KJ, I really need to know, man, what's going on in the news. What is the news that we can use?
Oh, the news that we can use. Well, if you guys have not been listening to the news, you guys have been under a rock. But it's all good. Let's uncover that rock and let's see what you guys missed. Mm-hmm. So this past week, we know that there was an altercation on the film set of Rust, starring Alec Baldwin. If you guys don't know, there was a prop gun being used at the time, and it fired a real round of bullets and which killed the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, and injured the director at the same time. According to CNN and New York Times, Alec Baldwin was rehearsing with the gun, which has been told did not contain any live ammunition. Mm. Okay? And so he was rehearsing his quick draw. If you guys know Westerns, the quick draw is like, boom. You know, when you're doing a stand like that, and the gun went off and ended up killing the cinematographer and wounding the director. Now, if you guys want to know like, oh, how did this happen? Why are they using real guns? Well, so the difference between using on set, we usually use blanks. Sometimes we do use real rounds, but we don't typically use blanks, and blanks are typically the full or the bullet without the top part on it. That's what a blank is. All right, a real live round would have the bullet on top of the blank. So when it does fire, it will pop out. That's all. But this is a pressing issue because on set, a lot of the actors and a lot of the workers did not feel safe.
Wow.
They said that it was a lot of non-unions on set, and those who were in the union did not feel safe. And this is a interesting time because we're in a stand for a strike with the union.
Yeah.
So when police were called, all the union workers were escorted out and protected, you know, because of the round, and there was a lot of misinformation about whether the gun was cold, and there was a lot of misuse of the prop, and there was a different department that are being investigated right now. So that is what's happening right now regarding this case. You know, my heart and my heart, love, and prayers go out to the husband of and family members of Helena Hutchins. But this is a pressing issue. You know, I know that ABC, the show, The Rookie, will not be using live real guns anymore for their set, you know.
Wow.
There was a lot to unpack here, you know. But I believe that the conversation is stepping into a good direction in terms of safety on set, and also safety for those who are handling these weapons as well. So, guys, I know you guys have some thoughts and views you guys want to share.
I remember hearing something similar to that happening. This is an older movie. I think it came out in the 90s.
The Crow with Bruce Lee's
Yeah, Brandon Lee. And, you know, the same situation kind of happened with him. And I'm like, man, when it comes to these freak accidents, it's just, oh, man, I think it's just important to, you know, do our due diligence, you know, and also make sure that, you know, sometimes we can, you know, kind of check and like overlook things as well. But I don't know, man, it's just that's those situations are kind of hard to speak on because they're just accidental and kind of like freak accidents. Like how many movies have they filmed this year and shows where, you know, they had prop guns and that didn't happen. And it's just I don't really know what to say, you know, regarding that situation. And I couldn't imagine how, you know, Mr. Baldwin feels like someone's life was taken and it wasn't intentional. And that's what hurts even more, you know.
Absolutely.
Intentional, you know, and I took someone's life and like that's something that's extremely, you know, valuable. So in this situation, all I can really say is my heart goes out to him, his family, the people, who lost a loved one and anyone impacted and affected, because I couldn't imagine how I would feel. I don't know
absolutely
how I'll be able to get over that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's tough to speak on.
Right. You know, when I heard the news, I think I was en route to the Capitol here in St. Lucia, and I hear this on the radio and I'm thinking, oh, dear God. You know, the first thing I thought was the family, you know, and the people that were affected, like you said, Niles. It's a tricky kind of situation because there are, you know, some reports that are coming out with the armorer and, you know, not having experience. So you're like, you know what? Before you make a decision to speak on this, make sure you have all the facts and you know what you're talking about. And you're just not speaking because, you know, it's a water cooler chatter or something of that nature. Just be careful on set, you know, and like Niles said, do your due diligence. But is there a way, KJ, Niles, is there a way that if you're not an armorer and you're handling a gun, I'm literally afraid of guns, but I'm fascinated by them. I really do. I've been to the range. I've shot guns before. Is there a way that we, as you know, an actor or background actor or whatever, can check that and or ask someone, can you make sure that these are not XYZ?
You know, I've have experience with using prop guns. You know. I was on, it was my first time like using the prop gun. I was about 16, 17 using the prop gun. I've never shot a gun in my life, fired a gun in my life. And I asked the director, like, hey, can you shoot it first? Because I don't know, like, could you check?
Yep.
Because I don't know how to use this. And you teach me how to properly handle this.
Wow.
Because I don't want anything that happens. Like, okay, cool. So we went to a section where no one was there and we're aiming at a wall so I can have this read up. Okay, cool. And there were blanks. Okay. There were blanks. He had made sure that there were blanks. And so I think just communicating like your comfortability with it. You know, it's different when like you've been around like guns like continually on set. You can like, all right, no, it's fine. Don't worry, and just go for it. But there is a protocol set up that you have to follow. You know, when you are bringing weapons on, when you use weapons on set. So you have to make sure all the protocols are being adhered to when you're handling those weapons.
Okay, sure. good stuff. I know.
I'm a bit meticulous. I'm always ask questions and make sure things.
I can see that.
You know, especially like even, you know, being on set and, you know, they have the little, crafty, you know, area where they're serving food.
Love the craft area.
Are you sure there's no dairy in this potato salad? Like, that's just how I am. You know, so, you know, I think when it comes down to, have to realize that life is invaluable. So therefore, check all the precautions and make sure that you do what you need to do to make sure that things are safe and running.
Absolutely.
I ask questions all the time, but I'm also
if
I have to check for myself or if I can check for myself, I am going to do that. But you know, unfortunately, I've kind of gotten into the mindset of like sometimes it's best to check on your own or just make sure that you're doing your due diligence to make sure things you know, cope aesthetic. Because it's hard to kind of leave your livelihood and other people's livelihood in one person's hands, you know? So just coming from that perspective, just you know, run through the checkpoints, you know? Sure. But once again, a freak situation, because I'm sure Alec Baldwin has shot a gun times on...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
100%. Wow. You know?
Wow.
And then you start to trust it probably after a certain time. Like, oh, I've worked with this 100 times. So it's that one time. Oh, man.
That one time.
Yeah.
That one time.
For our prayers and thoughts go to the family of one Alec Baldwin and also Helena and the director as well.
Absolutely.
But in other news, Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State, you know, whose leadership in several Republican administrations has helped shape like American foreign policy within the last like 20th years in the 20th century, passed away from complications of COVID-19, because he was battling cancer. He was fully vaccinated when he passed away. It was just an ongoing battle that he had with cancer that prompted him. He was 85 years old. So he was the first Black National Security Advisor under President George H.W. Bush. And he served the people, you know. I remember hearing about how he's like, oh, how come you're not running for president? He's like, no, he doesn't want to get involved with politics that, you know?
Yeah.
He was a man of the people. So you want to honor his life as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. As well. But on other news.
His demeanor. I was just going to say, I've always admired his demeanor. You know, he always, that stoic kind of, when he came on the scene or he was standing behind that podium, you kind of knew that his words were so valuable. He wasn't just going to waste his words with his opinion. I always marveled at him on that for that, you know? Yeah,
he's my cousin. He's my cousin somewhere down the line.
No way!
I'm on that line. We got the same last name. We probably really
do. I love it. Oh.
Somewhere.
I think it's pretty cool that he kind of transcended that whole Republican Democrat line. You know,
come on.
This is so much separation, and I've gotten to the point where like, don't ask me about my politics. Don't ask me about my affiliations. I'm God's party. God. Doesn't care. Purple or whatever else. I'm about what's right and good for the people. I don't care about your power. If it pertains to the betterment of humanity and doing right by people, God's people,
come on.
I don't care what side you're on, because I have friends who are Democrats, Republicans, Independent. Yeah. I don't care. You know, it all comes to the person, morals and values, following those code of ethics that we were speaking about, operating in integrity. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. About the color and all that, so yeah,
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Shout out to him.
Absolutely love it.
Colin Powell and his family as well. But we got some good news in the works in the Dr. Tanji studio.
Yeah,
Niles.
Oh, I was like, things to share. So go ahead and run through the other, you know, two.
I love you, Niles. I'm not. Absolutely, I will.
Okay, I'll start with myself then. So I received the opportunity to assist and direct at a Noise Within Theater. And thank you. And we've had an opening night this past Saturday of August Wilson's Seven Guitars, directed by Greg T. Daniels, starring Deshaun Terry as Floyd and Cherish Duke as Vera. We had an outstanding opening night. The process has been amazing. I do recommend you guys to buy tickets, and you guys can get tickets at anoiswithin.com for Seven Guitars. It's open until November 14th from Thursday, Fridays through every week. So if you guys want to see a heartfelt story about Floyd, Schoolboy, Barton, tune in to Noise Within. And wait, If you want to get tickets, you do have to be vaccinated to come through the theater, and show proof of vaccination as well. Just for precautions for the actors who are on stage and also the crew.
Absolutely. And as an added bonus, for those who want to go and see this play, and I want to go so badly, you have no earthly idea. So I want to be a blessing to you. We're giving away 3 tickets. We'll put some information down on the social media page for you. But like KJ said, you really do have to be vaccinated and show proof of vaccination. But you're going to go to a wonderful play and have a really good time out and about with friends and family. So 3 people, we'd love to give you tickets to go.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now comes the part where we get to have some fun. Boom. Now,
yeah.
You know, a man of integrity, a man that, you know, does what he say he's going to do and has done it, a man who's unashamed to say, you know, there have been times, man, when I've gotten down to my last dollar and, you know, X, Y, Z has happened. Niles, you're doing some really good things, bruh. You really, really are. And it's you should be celebrated for those good things that you're doing, those right things. And the beautiful thing about you, and I've said this behind doors, I'm telling you now in front of whoever is listening, and I'm just believing millions are listening right now today, you not only do those good things, those right things for yourself, but you always make certain that the door is open for someone else, man. Come on. Who does that?
Yeah. Well, I say
you do it.
I feel like as of recently, I've really been going through this whole kind of like transformation and this just process of just like maturing, you know, and just, I feel like I'm just kind of transcending to like that next level and, you know, just hitting the checkpoints, purging my life, you know, things that, you know, shouldn't be there, things that I may be doing that are maybe unhealthy habits and so on, you know, trying to change the way I eat, you know, eating more healthier, and just really just, you know, making sure that I'm doing everything on my end to ensure a successful journey. And I realized, you know, long ago, if you don't start out on even ground and with a solid foundation, it's only, things are going to get worse as you get more. So I've really been focusing on making sure that I really am in the optimal, you know, shape mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and so on, because I've realized that it all starts here, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've really been focusing on as of recently. I've just seen God really just, you know, things my way in a short period of time. And it just makes me think back to, you know, my first few months here and even, you know, during part of the pandemic, like, am I doing the right thing? Like, just kind of doubting the journey and the process and, you know, and you know, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs. But within like the last few weeks, I'm like, man, this is mind blowing. Like, you know, I haven't even seen it yet, but I
know you haven't.
About 3 rounds of auditions for a new improv show with Jay Leno. So that premiered last week. I don't even know what that was. You know, some folks did tag me in some, you know, clips that they took. And it seems like people bumped into it because I didn't really promote it. I didn't really tell anybody. I just had random people like, oh, yeah, I was just watching this. And then all of a sudden, bang, that's you. I'm like, yeah.
I love it.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so modest. It's okay to say, yeah, man, I'm doing good. No, seriously. Because oftentimes we don't give ourselves that due proper, that credit for saying, thank you, Niles. Thank you, self, for standing and not going back or not changing directions. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, man, shout out to you. Come on, you to be celebrated. You get on to me about not celebrating myself. So I'm going to get on to you. Celebrate it, man.
I'm guessing we can all work on that because I've just had my head down so much and I feel like I'm at like a creative high now. I've just been creating so much, you know, each and every day. Uh-huh. You know, the board, music, and this and that. Mm-hmm. And that's just keeping me going. Like, I'm like, okay, it's nice to show and tell, but I'm like, I'm really enjoying the process. I'm like, just being in it, you know, and just kind of chipping away at bricks. And I don't know,
it's
feeling, man. I feel alive, you know.
Good. Very good.
On top of that, like I said, I have a few things that I've been doing. I've been keeping quiet.
Congratulations. NYU film school.
I can't hear.
You can't hear?
Wait, no.
Because I was screaming in his ear. I'm so excited.
Oh no, I said I got into an acting program, you know, recently.
That's dope.
You know, and that kind of surprised me too. Top three acting programs is Juilliard, Yale, the NYU. So, you know, that's been really solid. This weekend on Halloween, I'm releasing a cipher that I produced and directed. And also it will be featured on blogs, hip hop, IG pages, a well-known YouTube channel. We also received a co-sign from Big Daddy Kane. If you don't know Big Daddy Kane.
I love him. I'm telling my age here.
him, and he was like, man, this is dope. And it will be available on YouTube at 1 o'clock on Sunday, 1 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock, you know, East Coast. And the premiere starts exactly at that time. So they have like the countdown and all that. And it will also be available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. recording music every day. I signed a record deal, haven't really told too many people.
Listen to this man just rattling all stuff like it's nothing.
Just
how
casually,
dare you
just
do
casually.
This, man? Yeah. Wow, come on. That's not bragging. And for the ones that are listening and engaging and watching, what he's saying is not braggadocious or anything of that nature, because he does not have that kind of spirit or characteristic. He's merely, and I'm about to scream at him here, and I'm trying not to, he's merely saying, because he's been keeping his head down and becoming the work, this is a product, this is exactly what should be happening, right? And it saddens me, because we didn't really know all of this, not that it's our business, but man, you're doing some wonderful things, and you ought to be celebrated for those wonderful things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. That's what it's about. That's what the show really is about. You are operating not only in Kingdom Principles, but you're operating where you're supposed to be. You're operating in your gifts, and you're serving us with your gifts, your talents, and your skill sets. Mm-hmm. And same thing for you, KJ. So that's what we do, you know? So come on, man. Yeah. Hooray for you. Hooray
Thank
for
you.
But seriously.
I'm so moved, and I'm so grateful, like each and every day, like when I wake up, and I'm just so fulfilled. And I think that experiencing that, and also just knowing that God has his hands on me. So all I had to do was like do my part. But and I signed a really good deal as well. Like I signed a deal where I am able to maintain my master's. And
yes.
That's where your money really comes
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely.
Your royalties, you know, 80%, which is unheard of, you know, because we'll get like 30, 20% and all that. So that's why it took me some time to finalize the papers and all that. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have you give me less money than, you know, you to own everything that's going to make me money for the rest of my life.
We go, baby. Mm. Intellectual property. Absolutely. That is yours. You worked hard for it.
Yeah, so
wow.
I'm recording every day. I have a few projects that I'm directing. Also I recently signed with a new agent. So that's been really good. I've been auditioning a lot. And you know, 3-4 auditions a day. So it's been really good working with her. And that's about it for now.
That's about it.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations, Niles.
Yes.
We really do mean that, saying, man.
Bragging. I'm just saying, I'm so fulfilled. Because I'm like, KJ knows, like, you know, those times where I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I feel aware, you know, and then I'm just like, all of a sudden, you know, it's you know, that we're planted.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
with all these responsibilities, I'm like, okay, now that's why it's making me like, I need to get on the good foot. and really make sure that I'm prepared each and every time, you know.
I love it.
All the opportunities where I'm like, I could have did this differently, or, you know, with this audition, I didn't really, you know, put too much energy into this.
Yeah, but yeah.
Go hard every time, you know.
That's it. That's it. Absolutely. And that's a good, that really is a good kind of cue to live by. Go hard every time. Anything that you're doing, give it your all. Give it everything you've got. You know what I mean? Because after all, it could be your opportunity to do something that you really want to do. Mm-hmm. Really do. So thank you for that.
Or it could be your last time.
That's true.
You know, I thought about that, but I kept saying, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
No, you gotta be honest about that. No, let's be real. You know, we want to be open and like open, real and transparent.
Absolutely.
It could honestly be your last time doing what you love.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you have to pass away. No.
For sure.
Other things could happen, you know, that can derail you. But
absolutely.
That's why you go hard with everything you do.
I want to
just better believe it.
The business and ethics. An experience that I had recently.
Okay.
Like more about doing right by people, even like when you're in front of them, behind closed doors and so on. So a song was released like around like September, and the numbers have been doing quite well. You know, we're getting TV and ad placements. I forgot to mention that, but TV and ad, you know, for that song. And the guy that, you know, who's featured on the song, I was trying to get him to, you know, kind of take himself seriously when it comes to finances and all that. I'm like, hey, we're going to get some money from this. You know, give me your ASCAP BMI or whatever else so I can split it 50-50, which is also rare. So I'm like, I will give you 50%.
Right.
You know, just
who does that?
He was like, nah, man, don't even worry about it, man. Just, you know, I trust you, you know, to give me the money or whatever else. And I'm sitting there like, bro, you know how many people you're taking advantage of, like when it comes to just business in general? And I'm like, you're trusting me, someone who you really don't know all that well, somewhat, and you're trusting me to do right by you and give you 50% as the money.
Come on.
I'm like, if this was the average person, they would run with it. You would think you'd make nothing off it. You know?
Yep.
But I'm like, you know what? He was just saying like, oh, you know, I trust you. So I'm like, man, this is not a good decision, but you know what? I'm going to be that one person that shows you that I'm going to do right by you and right by people. So whatever we
get,
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you see exactly the balance, you know, that we have from it. And I'll split it down the middle with you. So that's just an example of like ethics in business, because you already know when it comes to this entertainment industry, people are worried about lining their own pockets. When it comes to business and livelihood in general, people are worried about lining their own pockets. They don't care about you. They don't care what happens to you. If you're going through a downfall, you were in it by yourself. You know what I mean? If I need to do the right thing, you know, so that was another example, you know, because
absolutely integrity.
Just run with it. I'm like, hey, sorry for your stupidity, but my pocket's getting
absolutely.
Know? Yeah,
absolutely. And we think that we're getting away with, and you know, I'm really glad. Of course, we knew that you would do the right thing over and over and over. That's character. That is your character. Mm-hmm. But we're really, really grateful for the opportunities that we do get to have those teachable moments to people. Yes, you're going to do the right thing by him, but you really had to kind of lay the hammer down by saying, look, everybody doesn't do this, man. I understand that you are trustworthy of a lot of folk, but in this business, it's cutthroat. And I admire you even the more for doing that. And thank you. That's a prime example of integrity 101, you know, or 808 or whatever course you're taking in college. But I do want to remind people that, you know, this show really is founded on Kingdom principles. I know I've said it for the last 3 years, but I really want to hone in on it. What you see is really what you get from all of us. We're not just here saying it sounds good and this sounds good and it sounds good. These are principles that we live every single day, even when no one's watching. And sometimes it can be almost detrimental to your health. It feels like it anyway, when you're doing the right thing over and over and you do get that ridicule and you do get people saying that, you know, you're either doing it for show or you're doing it for this or that. And you're thinking, no, man, I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to do. So never, ever, ever allow anyone to change your disposition of operating in integrity. Just don't do it. Don't let them do it, period.
It's more about, it's not about the image that you present to the world. It's about, you know, what's going on behind closed doors, because that's what God sees. Like, when we're
better believe it.
People, we're always trying to show the best version of ourselves. But it's what we do behind closed doors that gets us in trouble, you know?
You better believe it. Absolutely. Man.
Suicide and drugs and so on. It's just like, you know, try to be that person throughout.
Absolutely.
You know, we spend so
absolutely
much getting this persona to the world, you know, strive to really be that person.
Amen. Amen. Don't you just hate when the show ends? Dadgummit, that's our show. But I want to thank you, our listening audience, our viewers, seriously, for taking the time on Wednesdays to allow us to come into your ear gate. Thank you, Sam at LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Niles and KJ, for making this another one in the can that really is going to be a blessing for the people. I'm your girl, Dr. Tanji. Don't forget to check us out every Wednesday, 2 p.m. right here. We'll meet you front and center. Till next time, bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.